Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
This is a very interesting story that I caught this morning. Actually, I saw it yesterday, but didn't get a chance to get to it. But this woman in San Diego County was awarded child support from her ex-husband nearly 50 years after she says he left her with a younger daughter.
50 years?
Yeah, 50 years ago. So the woman's name is Toni Anderson, and she makes no apologies for going after the man that she calls her deadbeat ex for having her raise their three-year-old daughter on her own. She said her ex-husband chose to go to Canada rather than pay court-ordered child support in the early 1970s.
Well, there you go.
And she said, I kind of put it on the back burner and forgot about it over the years. She supported her daughter while working as an interior designer in Los Angeles at a firm that her daughter now runs, by the way.
How cool is that?
Yeah. She said, I'm not negating the fact that I was able to send my daughter to college. We traveled. We had a good time. But the money runs out. And she admits that she rents her apartment, her part of the house. And now that she's retired, money is tight. And then it dawned on her. She said, I realized in the middle of the night, one night last year, hey, there's no statute of limitations on child support.
And I assume that there's interest applicable to that as well.
There is. So she looked up old court papers and last month notified her ex-husband, who's now back in the States. He lives in Oregon. And she wanted him to pay up, that the amount that she was seeking now was way beyond what he was asked to pay nearly a half a century ago. She said he was only supposed to give me about $160 a month. Well, that was 50 years ago, and today it's a lot more money. With accrued interest of 10% a year, that would have been a total payment of some $30,000. That's all he would have paid over all that time, $30,000.
Yeah.
It's now more than $170,000.
Whoa, man.
So has he begun payment?
Oh, they reached a settlement.
Okay.
Of $150,000.
There you go.
Oh, she got
because
most of it.
She did, yeah. So along with getting what she's due, she wants to spread the word to other single parents in California. You can still collect. And to those who skipped out, her message is for them to watch out because somebody might come a-knocking.
So no statute of limitations in California. How many, right, pertaining to child support?
I guess so. I don't know.
I wonder how many states have a similar law. I think it should be a similar law because that's still a debt that's owed.
Yeah.
And if you're a deadbeat dad, you know, in this case, or a deadbeat mom.
You
evade your fiscal responsibility, you should be held to account.
Man, it's so funny when you're entering into marriage.
I love you.
It's not something you ever think
no.
of.
No.
Things about what might happen if you don't go the distance. You know, alimony, child support, all these things are real, man. And it's part of the responsibility of signing that marriage license.
So you're saying it's probably a good idea to keep a girlfriend.
Maybe.
Yeah. Just as a backup.
But it's, it can get dicey. And my God, we've heard the stories of deadbeat dads forever.
I mean, for far more money. Yeah. I mean, far more money. There was a story. It was a Dateline. Last year I saw it. The guy was worth millions and left the mother high and dry to raise the kid. Basically, they're living in poverty conditions while he's off in a state where I guess there's no extradition or whatever, a country, I should say. And, she's screwed.
Yeah. And there are people. My dad hates paying alimony to my mom. He always has hated that.
Yeah.
But he still has to?
You know what, Dad? Too damn bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
I think that's the case because she didn't have a career at all. And he was full-time employed and everything. And that's the deal. That's what happens.
You know? I mean, somebody had to pay for your jazz tap classes.
Absolutely.
All right, so wait. How long do you have to pay child support? Till 18?
I believe.
Till retirement.
Yeah. That's what my arrangement is. If you want to ask a personal question. Yeah. I pay child support every month. And I have a great relationship with my ex-wife. So it's not contentious at all. But I will be paying until he reaches 18 and goes to college.
Yep. So that's part.
And then we'll share those costs as well.
Right, right.
The arrangement. So I just never have heard of anything like this before.
Well, I think it set a precedent, right? So obviously when something like this starts to get into the press, there's going to be, again, whether it's a deadbeat mom or a deadbeat dad or whatever, whoever has financial responsibility to a child, you can't just bug out and leave town and leave someone else to hold the costs.
And think about this guy. Had he paid, it would have been $150,000 less.
He ended up saving.
Or actually, he ended up paying $150,000, so right. It would have been $120,000 less. And you end up saving in the long run. That's right, Steve.
I wonder if there are more fights over alimony versus child support, because there is a difference. And yeah. and you can alimony can get really contentious, except in California, where I think it's pretty straightforward. It's 50-50 split once you get divorced. So I don't know if there's more fighting over stuff like that. I'm curious as to how that goes.
There's more of an emotional... I think you would just naturally assume that there's going to be more of an emotional connection to a child that that's part of you, as opposed if you have acrimony against the person you're getting divorced from, that's probably going to be the more likely to be, I hate paying this.
Right.
I wonder if there's more fighting over alimony, child support, or drunk shopping. A survey was conducted by Finder.com that found Americans spend billions of dollars making drunk purchases in 2018.
Wow. You can speak a little bit to this.
Oh, man.
Well,
I never spent it.
One of the classic, and I think you were just saved by simply what you were looking to get was purchased.
Somebody outbid me.
Somebody outbid you. Yeah. But you had a deadly combination. Booze and nostalgia.
Nostalgia, that was it. So there was a book that I had when I was a kid. It was called Caroline, the Golden Treasure of Caroline and Her Friends. And it was you know, this very... I still have it, but it was beat up, and I wanted a newer, you know, pristine, good condition copy.
Share it with your own
kids? For my kids. Yeah. That was it. It was, you know, we named our daughter Caroline after the... After the main character in the book. And so I was getting pretty lit up one night. And this was when eBay was pretty much all bidding. They didn't have that buy now option.
Right, right.
You had to bid, and that's all there was to it. So I'm bidding, and I really want it. This is the only time I ever found this book in good condition that was available for purchase.
Right.
And I'm clicking on it and clicking on it, and eventually I clicked on a $1,000 bid on this children's book.
How long did you think about that before clicking?
A while.
Yeah.
But the bitch of it was, is there were seconds left in the auction.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I wanted to win it. I thought my strategy was right. There was like less than a minute left. And I click on that $1,000 and like immediately they fired right back and went a couple hundred dollars above what it was. I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah.
But I was
somewhere in another state was another guy. This son of a bitch.
Yes.
This is what some bastard's trying to get. This book.
Yeah. Well, you run into this, and I know this is probably primarily what you're talking about, Preston, is online shopping, but when you go to charity events, you know, I was at a fundraiser my old high school on Saturday night, and they have bidding. And now everything has gone to, like, you bid on an app and everything like that. And, you know, you're talking about people who've had an open bar for a few hours at this point.
That's why they have open bar.
Of course. I know. So there was one thing that you could bid on. It was you could have Christmas Eve mass said at your house. So, you know.
Awesome.
Well, listen, a lot of people. Listen, this is a Catholic high school. These are all Catholic people. And we know that when you go to mass on Christmas Eve, everybody goes. Like the people, that only that go one time a year.
The cafeteria Catholics all show up.
Yep. So, you know, it's tough for, you know, people to find seats and stuff like that. So this thing went for over $1,000 to have a priest come to your house and say mass on Christmas Eve for you.
It's like gold key service.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
The Pope FaceTimes you.
$1,000.
I do it at the supermarket. On my way home.
You drunk shop?
I drunk shop because on my way home, so it's different. Like, you know, you guys are going to make fun of me, but like, I'm not like getting in a cab and like going home and ending up at my house where there's nothing around. I have like lots of supermarkets on my way home, whether it's like Target or Trader Joe's or just a convenience store. Mm-hmm. And I go in there and I just start grabbing things off the shelf.
But you're hungry. You're also hungry at the same time, which is hungry shopping can be a thing too. That's the worst. The worst combination of those events is hunger before you go to a Costco or a BJ's, mm-hmm. and you end up with a manhole size cover cookie. Mm-hmm. You know, that's always the worst.
Five gallons of Cheese Whiz.
Yeah. I love Cheese Whiz, man.
In my head, it's practical because it's off hours. It's off peak hours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So it's practical for you?
Yeah.
But you come home with a lot of stuff that you go, wow, I'll never eat this or what? Or I don't need this much of that, or...
Just stuff I would never buy, like unhealthy stuff, probably.
Unhealthy stuff,
yeah.
Okay.
The snacky stuff.
Yeah, it's...
Food I end up throwing away, because I don't grocery shop, because I don't eat at home.
I did one time receive something in the mail, and I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Why is this addressed to me? Uh-huh. I had no idea what this was. And it was an apparatus that made it easier to put your socks on. Okay.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Those you see them advertised for senior citizens.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. I'm like, why would I have ordered this thing?
Just to see how it works.
I guess. Or why was this sent to me? And then eventually, it came with something else. It came with one of those grabbers.
Oh, the robot hand grabbers.
Yeah, the robot hand grabbers.
Yeah.
So I get the robot hand grabber.
That's used by crippled robots.
That allows you to put your socks on.
Do you use the socks thing?
No. So I eventually figured it out like 2 days later. I had ordered it from my mom because I saw the infomercial or whatever. And one came with the other. Like, also get the free sock putter on her. So it took me a couple days to figure out why that was at my house. And eventually I did. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. I ordered this. This looks good for mom. She'll like that.
What's my excuse, though? Because I don't drink.
Yeah.
So I'm not drunk. And I was telling Nick Murphy that I'm now going through a process where I'm just letting everything arrive that I ordered first. And I, you know, the other day I got a Daredevil figure in the mail. And I, did I order that?
Well, you subscribe to shopping therapy. Like, I think that it feels good for you.
It does. Yeah. It does. Because I don't have any, I don't have meth. I don't have the things that people cherish in their lives.
Yeah.
And so for me, that is an adrenaline rush and a bit of excitement. It's Christmas morning. When an Amazon or a box comes in the mail, oh, my God.
I don't think it's a vice, but I do think that it's a pleasure center thing for you.
But you can see how, now you combine that with something that relaxes your ability to make clear judgment.
Right. No.
And you can see how you're dropping wads. It's basically gambling that always pays out.
Yeah. Case, before you go, real quick, this quick text, because I'm going to lose it on here. It says, great drunk shopping story is from Epcot, hopping country to country. Oh. It's how I ended up with a cuckoo clock.
And listen, honestly, it's probably for the better that I don't drink anymore, because now shopping will come up when I'm not even shopping. And what I mean is I'm on Instagram, and then next thing I know, some ad comes up and I'm like, dude, that's so cool.
They get me too.
Like, if I were drunk, I would have that thing that shoots a cylinder for your dog. Because I saw it the other day, and I'm like, man, that's so...
Shoots a cylinder for your dog.
Yes, you've seen it.
Yeah.
It's this, like...
The toy?
So now when you're having a catch with your dog, you don't have to throw it anymore. You can just hit this button, and this thing goes flying, and your dog goes and chases it. But, like, honestly...
throwing is hard.
Yes.
Yes.
But, you know, a couple of beers deep, that thing would be mine right now. You know?
Well, here you go. So I told you, Preston, all you got to do is slap the word tactical in front of it.
Yeah.
And I won.
You get it.
Wait, you're telling me this is a tactical melon baller?
Yeah.
like the Army uses? I got to have it.
I said the word ergonomic earlier. Yeah. That's another one, too.
Ergonomically
designed.
Yeah.
Whoa.
A space-age polymer.
Uh-huh. What are you looking at, Casey?
You just watch this video of this thing that you hit the button and the dog goes and chases this thing. My dogs don't even fetch, and I wanted to get that thing.
Yeah, it loses its luster when you're the one who has to chase it down every time.
But in your brain, you're like, maybe this will make my dogs fetch.
He might actually go after it.
Because what I'll do is I'll see it, and then I'll jump over to Amazon immediately and purchase it. Cause, I don't want to forget. So that's how come I have, and I actually like them, but they're fake. They're lights that create a gaslight flicker flame.
Yes.
I have like 12 of those.
What I'll do now is when those pop up on Instagram, I take a screenshot of it.
Yeah, you showed me.
Later on, I'll go research it.
And I had the other day, I had a Tombstone Doc Holiday shirt on that says, say when, and Preston goes, oh, my God, and comes around with the phone. He took the snapshot.
I did a screenshot of that same
he
shirt
was gonna get
I wanted
it.
To get.
I got so scammed last month. I saw a hair curler, and I did what you said, Steve, and I went to Amazon to check the price, and this was only $25 on Facebook, but it's $350 on Amazon, so I thought I found a deal.
Well, it's usually the other way around.
Then it arrived, and it was a piece of junk.
Yeah.
Let me go to a couple of calls here. I'm going to go to Michael. Hey, Michael. Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. What's up, Mike?
Not much. A couple of years ago, mind you, I'm 26 years old. A couple of years ago, I got a knock on the door from Amazon, and a Skip It had been delivered to my house. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, you put the ring around your ankle, and you swing it around, and you skip over the string. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. It was pink and lime green, and I don't remember buying it. And,
you don't even remember buying it?
Don't remember buying it.
I thought maybe your mindset was, you know, that could be fun and exercise at the same time, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't usually exercise.
Okay.
I use it about one time, and that's pretty much it. Just sit in my house.
So. All right, nice. That is an odd item to order.
Now,
all right, thanks, Michael.
If it was a tactical, skip it.
Yeah. Dr. Mike's on the line. I wonder if he wants to chime in about this same thing from Fox 29 and Penn Medicine. Dr. Mike Sirigliano, good morning, sir.
Well, when Steve and you guys are talking about things, you got me all riled up. Steve, you know, we talk every week.
We do.
About the fact that we have these passions, and there's something therapeutic. It's not all bad unless you are a compulsive buyer that you're spending yourself out of house and home. But when it comes to things, I teach medical students, you have to have a passion about something or else you're going to burn out. You're going to get really unhappy.
Well, and so let me tell the story. So like Saturday morning when I'm coming home from working out, a lot of times I'll get a call from Mike, Dr. Mike, and he'll be saying, I'm coming back from Lancaster. And he goes out to these plain, right? They're like swap shops and flea markets for these six scale planes. And you never sound happier than like radio control
RC planes,
right? Yeah,
okay. All right.
I can hear the joy in your voice.
Well, one, it gets my mind off of people having all kinds of nightmarish medical problems, and secondly, it revitalizes me.
Yeah.
And the same thing with your figures and Batman. I mean, and I don't see anything wrong with it at all. We're not drunk when we're buying it.
Well, that's how we got started on this conversation, though, is drunk purchasing is in the billions of dollars, according to a poll that was done. So have you ever bought anything when you've been inebriated and then realized, oh, man, what did I do that for?
Well, I've been known to sip some Grand Marnier at night and get on Amazon or eBay. Now, I love eBay. eBay has changed my life because you can get stuff on there that you can't get anywhere else. And my wife hates the phrase, but they don't make it anymore.
Yeah, so Mike is the yo-yo Ma of eBay. You are able to, and for us, and Preston, I know you're the same way on this. It's the due diligence involved in the research of looking for something like that book that you wanted and then finding it.
Yeah, then you got to have
it. The mistake you made about that book was that you didn't wait until there were 15 seconds left. 15. You have to teach you how to do eBay.
It was a long time ago. No, it was, this was decades ago. So, but I've learned my lesson now, Dr. Mike.
You do it 15 seconds, and then you can't give anyone else a chance. It's Machiavellian, but all is fair in love and war, man.
I love it. All right. We love you, Dr. Mike.
Love you.
Let me get a couple other calls. I'm going to go to Zach. Hi, Zach. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, bitches.
Hey, what? What's up, Zach?
So, two things that do not go well together, and Preston, you will understand this above anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Liquor and guitarcenter.com.
All right. Do tell your story.
I have been researching a new cymbal that I wanted. I'm a drummer, just like you, Preston.
All right.
And I found the signature Stuart Copeland ride cymbal. It's blue. Blue cymbal.
A Paiste?
Oh, God, this is so cool. And it's only $600.
Oh, my God.
And
I woke up the next morning, and thank God they send you an email confirmation. I wake up, and I'm like, oh, no.
So you were able to cancel it before it got to you?
No, next day I was like, no, it's probably not a great idea.
$600.
We're looking at it here. It's pretty cool.
It's only $472 now, Zach.
I may have to take two shots and reconsider.
All right. Thanks, Zach. I love it, man. Yeah. Oh, my God. Musical equipment gets crazy expensive. And there's something, especially if you want signature series things and you got a buzz on, you go for it. You're going to spend a big penny.
What about for you, Preston, golf related items?
You don't buy those online, do you?
No, I generally like
you want
to
hold it,
yeah,
stroke it,
yeah,
touch it,
you
massage
want to put that shaft in your hands.
Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that.
Oh! I killed it.
Let's see. I'm going to go to Will. Hi, Will. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, man. Hey. You remember back in the 90s, they used to make phone calls and try to get you to buy magazines.
Yeah.
They got me one time. I was drunk. They called me, and I was just agreeing to, Hustler, fine, whatever. Send me all that. Like a month later, I got a bill for like $800.
Oh,
for magazine subscriptions?
How much porn did you buy?
I don't know. It was like Game Informer and Hustler and just random magazine. Dude, I called them and they gave me all kinds of a backlash.
Around. Like
they said, we had you recorded agreeing to this purchase. And I'm like, can we cut this down maybe? Like,
yeah.
That's their job. They don't want to cancel the subscription. They give you a hard time.
Let me ask you, Will, did they eventually cut it down?
They cut it. Yeah, I got.
Did you stick with just Hustler?
Just Hustler. And Biggins.
Saying we have recording of you saying yes. Do you have a recording of me saying no? I don't want it. Take it off. Like, you know what I mean?
Once they have that agreement,
that's all they need.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're right. That's part of the deal. They're sharks about that.
Thanks, Will. Here's a few texts coming in. I knew a lady ordered $500 worth of magazine subscriptions while drunk when a marketer called her home. Same story he has.
Yeah.
Says she quit drinking after that. Here's another one. Says after a 3-hour booze cruise, my brother and I hired the Bruce Springsteen cover band that was playing for my mom's birthday. Goodbye, $3,000.
Oh, man.
Let's see. My buddy drunk ordered an alligator, but Maryland didn't send it because that pet license didn't exist. There's a bunch of these coming in, man. So, yeah, you can really watch it. Okay, this looks outrageous. I'm going to go to Joshua. Good morning, Joshua.
Joshua, I told her to call me.
Hi, Grandma.
That's excellent.
That was spot on.
Yeah.
All right, Joshua, what'd you order when you were drunk?
One time, me and my friend, in the early stages of getting wasted, thought, hey, we should start a band. We're all musically talented. We're cool. And we woke up to a... what was it? An order confirmation for 500 kazoos.
Wait, 500 kazoos?
Kazoos.
Oh, my God.
Kazoos.
Do you remember the idea behind ordering 500 kazoos?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Wow. Okay.
What's that?
And like a week later, they showed up, and we had 500 kazoos on our hands. We didn't know what to do with.
Do you remember what the 500 kazoos ran price-wise?
It was about $100.
Yeah,
not bad.
Not bad. There's an online company that sells all that.
It's like Oriental Trading or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've used them.
Because we used them, I got a catalog last night.
Oh, nice. All right. Thanks, Joshua. Appreciate it. Well, you got 500 kazoos. Then you got to figure out what to do with those. So it happens, man. But apparently, they found that in this poll, a majority of people admitted to shopping drunk, and 52% claimed their purchases were food-related.
Food-related? Yeah. Wow, interesting.
We had a call up earlier. A guy said he was drunk and ordered from Domino's 3 times in one night.
Wow.
They make it a game now. You can follow the driver on your way to your house.
What's that now?
In the app, in the Domino's app.
Oh, you have an app? Okay.
It shows you the pizza as it's being made, and then the driver, and you can send them messages along the way.
So, like Uber, where it shows a map and you track them along the way? Okay.
Yes. It's a game.
Is this a game that you've played?
A few times.
Okay. A full 10% admitted to buying cars. 14% actually booked vacations while drunk. We had a call up earlier. Somebody bought a trip to Ireland while they were wasted. It's estimated the American splurged $39.4 billion while under the influence of alcohol in 2018.
So with the car thing, with the ordering online and going to pick it up from the big dispenser, they drop it off at home, which was not a thing in the past. I bet you'll see more of that on the food level. Like now I'll order from Caviar, to do the delivery. I could see somebody being wasted and just ordering a crap load of food. And who revealed that they'd spent last year was $40,000. Was it Kylie Jenner?
Like online food?
Yeah, caviar food purchases.
Okay, yeah. I have a friend who got blackout drunk and really missed one of his friends from college and woke up in Houston. He doesn't remember, but he had a credit card with an unlimited balance, and he just like, oh, I want to go see Mark, and ended up in the Houston airport.
I'm here.
Listen to this one. This text says, I drunk ordered a big, clear dildo just so I could introduce it to my wife as Swayze.
Oh, my God.
Swayze?
He wanted to name it Swayze and seemed like a good idea.
Wow.
Some pain do hurt.
This one says, got drunk, went online, and now I'm an ordained minister.
Well, I'm an ordained minister as well from the Universal Life Church of Modesto, California.
Yeah, this guy didn't purposely do it, though. He was drunk. Let's see. This says, I drunk ordered an E-Stadium for South Philadelphia. all right, interesting, but apparently it's quite common. So if you've done it, you're in good company because a lot of people have done it.
Get a whole lot more Preston and Steve at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.